Welcome. I'm going to also welcome myself because it's been a while since I've been here. It's good to see you all. I know we just prayed, but I'm in the habit, and bear with me. I'm going to pray again. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask today, well, first I want to thank you for everyone here and for such a beautiful day. I thank you for letting us not crash down the hill, and thank you for letting me be here today, but Lord, help these not be my words, but you, but your words. And Lord, just take away me. I don't want to be here. I want you to be here. So I ask that you come here. And I ask this in your name, amen. All right, disclaimer. I'm not a good public speaker, okay? So just bear with me. And so I'm going to start now. My name is Melissa Jewett. If you guys don't know me, you may recognize my face. I've been here for quite a few years. I work as a lifeguard at Leoni, reppin'. It's a great camp. You guys should send your kids there. And I had just finished my first year of college at Southern Adventist University. Woot woot. I know there's a lot of Walla Walla lovers or PUC lovers. Southern is a great school. Just let me put it out there. The title of my talk today is God Still Chose Me. And I chose that title because I've been feeling pretty low recently. Let me give you a little background for me. My whole family is here. I have a great family. I love them very dearly. I've always done what people expected of me. I've been one of those kids that, you know, got good grades, you know, stayed away from boys and, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah, my dad loves that. I was never very dangerous. And that's a good thing. It is. I got to college. Actually, my roommate is here with me. I love her dearly, Kaylee. She's such a gem. If you ever get a chance to know her, she's an awesome person. Rooming with her at Southern was probably one of the best decisions I ever made. We work at camp together. She is a phenomenal counselor. So if you do send your kids, request Kaylee. She's great. We had a lot of fun together. But I did a lot of growing this past year. I had a lot of growing pains. And anyone who has had growing pains, they're good. Because you go through a hard time and you usually grow in a good way from them. But they're also not fun, because you're in this awkward time where you don't exactly know where you belong. And to be honest with you, that's a lot of how I feel right now. I'm working at camp, and I'm supposed to be witnessing for these kids. But if I'm going to be honest with you, God and I are really struggling right now. I'm not feeling like that good person, like that witness, that person that you're supposed to look up to and be like, yeah, I want to be like them. Feeling like a hypocrite right now. And God's timing cracks me up, because I'm up here and I'm supposed to be a good witness, supposed to be that good person that, like, yeah, that's a good person, that's a good young person. She'll turn out to be really good. But I don't feel it. And the more I read this book, the more I read the Bible, the more I discover God didn't choose perfect people. God chose a lot of screw-ups. And one of my favorite stories in this book, and a story that's used a lot, is David. Royally screwed up. But he was still chosen. And God still had a plan for his life. Abraham is another one. You know, God calls him, and he says, you're going to be the father of the nation. You have this great plan. I have this great plan for you. And Abraham's like, yeah, let's do it. And then he's like, I don't know. Like, he doesn't trust God. But God still chose him. And Abraham, he's still someone that we look up to. And then we say, he did good. Paul is another one. You know, start out Saul. Yeah, I'm going to go persecute those Christians. It's a little sketchy. Facts, not quite right sometimes. Sorry, guys. and God had to tweak his journey a little bit and say, all right, we're just going a little too far, that we should come back. Let's come over here. And I love the story of Paul. I love it. Because he starts out so bad. So bad. It's like, don't kill people. Like, it's not really that good. But he comes back. And God says, whoa, buddy, like, let's come back in the path. Let me show you. We have this skit. And at Leone, it's our Friday night skit, and it goes through the story of Paul, and kind of. Help me out, Kaylee, if I mess up on the details here. But it starts out, and it's Paul and what's his name? Theophilus. That is his name, Theophilus. And they're talking, and Paul is in prison at this point, and. We have the story of Paul, and then we have these statues, and they're all dressed in white, and they're in the back, and they all have a monologue. So they come up, and they share a monologue, and one of them is Ananias, and he says, you know, I'm hiding in my closet, because, you know, Paul's going to come, and he's going to kill me, and God appears to him, and he says, you know, Ananias, Ananias goes, yes, you know, Lord, what are you going to do? Strike him with blindness and just, like, tell him he's doing bad stuff. And God says, it's already done. He says, yes, I love you, Lord. Like, I knew you'd come through for us. And then God says, well, wait. I'm going to use you. I need you to go talk to Paul. He says, what? Like, no, I'm not going to talk to Paul. Like, he wants to kill me. That's crazy talk. And in the end, he goes, and the next scene, we have, I'm not describing this right, I'm sorry, guys, so just bear with me. We have these mimes, is that what we call them? They're like actors, but they don't say anything, they just kind of act it out. And they have this song, and it's a casting crown song. And the actor who plays Paul, or Ananias, he comes in, and Paul is kind of, you know, he's kneeling there, and Ananias comes, and he has a sword in his hand, and he, you know, he's ready, and he, like, he's going to kill Paul. And we kind of stretch the truth a little bit for dramatic effect. And, you know, and it's, he's there, and he drops it, and he, you know, he rubs away his eyes, and he can see again, and they hug, and it was just a good example that God can take something that is seemingly bad and turn it into something that's beautiful. And I think that is such a good example for us. Because all of us at some point in our lives have royally screwed up and not made the right decisions and not done what everyone expected. And this summer at camp, I've made some decisions that I'm not completely proud of. and I felt like a screw up. And God still chooses me. And God still chooses you. Last night, I was having a talk with one of my guy friends, and he was just having some major doubts about God. And he says, Melissa, I can't understand a God who will save someone one day and let someone die the next. And he said, I can't comprehend a God who does those kinds of things. And I looked him in the face and I said, I wish I had an answer for you. And I wish I could say that I didn't struggle with that same question, but I do. And I don't have some magical words to make it all better. But I do know that there's a reason why you're here this summer. And I know that there's a reason why we're sitting here having this conversation right now. And I think that the same is true for us today. I don't know what struggles you're going through in your life, and I don't know what's happening, but I do know that God has a plan for each and every one of you. And I know that He loves you dearly. And I know that our church is going through some hard time with finding a pastor, and I don't know all the details. I've been up in the mountains, but but I do know that it's going to work out, and it's going to be okay, and God is still watching us, and He still loves us and cares about us, and all this turmoil and drama, if you want to call it that, it's all going to be a happy little memory later. And I guess I'm not very good at ending these kinds of things, but if there's one thing that I want you to take away from this is that God has a plan. He always has a plan. And I don't know what that is. I'm only 19. I don't have my life figured out. But I know that personally, I've resolved to give God everything I've got, which is not a lot, but I know that with Him, I can be unstoppable. And I know the same is true for you guys, too. So my challenge, because you got to have a challenge, just give it to Him. He wants everything. He wants our hearts. Sorry. And if we give it to Him, no one can stop us. If God is for us, who can be against us?